Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, we are delighted to welcome to Opinions Matter our brand new show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Jeremy, what are Irish tax rebates and what do they do?
Well, they get you money, or at least they will try to get you money, which is great. We all want money and none of us like paying tax. And a lot of the time you pay tax that is unnecessary and you pay tax on things that you could probably get tax back on. Well, Irish tax rebates have a fee of 10% plus VAT. So basically what you do is you sign up to these guys and they will check whether or not you are due a tax rebate. And if you are, you will get the money and they will simply take 10% plus VAT off it. Now, the average person who signs up for Irish tax rebates gets on average 1,092 euro. So what that pretty much means is, for a lot of you listening to the show right now, there is over 1,000 euro just sitting there
waiting for you to reclaim with your name on it.
Yep.
Okay, so the website is, and make sure you go to this website and this website only, because there's a few cowboys out there trying to do this. Their website is irishtaxrebates.ie. irishtaxrebates.ie. Go onto their website, check them on Instagram or on Twitter, and you might be able to get a few bob back that you are entitled to. So visit their website, please, and there are brand new sponsors, irishtaxrebates.ie.
And sorry, can I just say, which is very important as well, it doesn't cost you any money. In other words, if you're not due anything, you won't have to pay anything. Okay, so that is very, very important.
So it's a win-win?
It's a win-win.
Very good. All right. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Hi, Adrian and Jeremy, says this message. Can you highlight this on today's show? Because there's a lot of talk about it. Antisocial behaviour on Dublin bus. I get the number, and they gave us the bus number. I don't know why we're hiding this bus number, by the way.
There was the team. Becky and Amanda made a decision to hide the number, but I think we can probably give the number.
Why are we can we be sued by the number 27 bus?
Okay, it's the number
27 bus. I get the number 27 bus home from work every day, and junkies have ruined the journey. They shouldn't be let on the bus, and they all have free passes. Every second day, there's a junkie either taking drugs or hassling passengers like me. I've had to get off the bus a few times over it. A few weeks ago, I was sat in my seat, and opposite me, a junkie had his trousers open and was injecting himself. It's sick.
Sorry, can I just stop you there? I know this is something I've always wanted to know, and I did ask her the question, but she didn't have the answer. Why does it have to be done with the trousers open? Why? Where does it?
It doesn't have to be. Some of them just do. I don't know. I've never injected anything in my life. Why can't they ban them from public transport or at least take away their free passes? So that's the message.
Now, another question I have about this is, under what? But circumstances is probably the wrong word. Okay, how does a drug addict end up with a bus pass?
Because they have a disability, basically.
No, they don't have a disability.
No, but that's how they qualify.
As a disability?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen them as well on the red line of the Lewis, and it can be very, very intimidating when you're on the Lewis and there is a strung-out junkie on the Lewis. And it does add to antisocial behaviour on it. Like, you have to feel safe. And there's a lot of talk in the news this week about Dublin Bus putting security on. Now, they're not going to be able to have someone on every single bus at every single time. It's good that they are going to do it, but it's not going to alleviate the problem. I've always wondered, A, why junkies are allowed on public transport, and B, how they're allowed on it for free. Like, I just don't get it. Because if that's the case...
Firstly, not all drug addicts are allowed on the bus free, because not all drug addicts would have a bus pass. Some of them who are on disability benefit would qualify for a travel pass. So,
wow.
But not all.
But by allowing them on public transport, so if you were a strung out heroin addict, you could literally sit on the 27 bus. And I've looked up that route, by the way. That's a long bus route. That goes from Clare Hall all the way across to Jobstown.
Mm-hmm.
So it transverses the whole city. You could literally sit on that bus for free all day, just shooting up and having a sleep on the bus.
You could. Now, security, well, especially if we get this new security on Dublin Bus, will probably remove you. But the question really is...
no security is going to tackle a junkie that has a syringe. Like, I cannot believe that in 2024 that was allowed to happen. That literally, you know, Holly's going to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
She's going back and forth on the bus. And she had to witness a junkie sat opposite her, trousers open, injecting, I assume, into the groin. Is that where...
I assume so.
Mike.
Not all addicts inject into their groin, by the way. It's very few of them. But the question is, a lot of drug addicts, as I said, would be on disability benefit because they have qualified as having a disability.
No,
their drug addiction is classed as a disability.
Yeah, I have a big issue.
And as
that.
A result of that, they get a travel pass, which enables them to travel on the buses.
I have a big issue with that. I have a huge issue with that. That if we're going to make public transport safe, yeah, why would we allow people on who are shooting up?
Okay, the fact of the matter is that somebody who is a drug addict literally can't work, okay? So therefore, they qualify as having a disability and they get disability benefits.
I think there's real disabilities that could be helped before that.
Our number is 085.
Is it really considered a disability?
Yeah, but it is, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't get it, though. How?
What do you mean, how?
How?
Because this person can't work because their addiction has them disabled, essentially.
And you think they should be allowed on public transport, do you?
I didn't say that. I'm just explaining how it comes to pass that somebody who is a drug addict may qualify for disability benefit. Let's kick off the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085 825 2626. That's 085 825 2626. Let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey guys, great topic. No junkie should be allowed on a bus. It's absolutely disgusting and vile. Why should we have to sit and look at them doing that to themselves? They're bothering everybody, looking for money and stuff. And he's not how I feel about them. My mum got attacked getting off a bus. Remember, ambassadors walk by junkies so they can all fuck off.
Now, already huge reaction coming in on this. This is Sean.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? Interesting topic. It's my opinion. I don't think you can just outright ban them, junkies or addicts, whatever you want to call them. I don't think you can just put an outright ban on it. Let's say tomorrow, right, none of yous are allowed on the bus because it's just opening up for a lot of trouble and a lot of legal bullshit. Now, I do think that if one of them was caught shooting up or smoking or whatever, I do think then that they should be banned, and banned for fucking, whether it's a year, couple of years, couple months, for life. Their photo, they obviously, the camera's there, so their photo can be passed around. You know, don't let them on the buses anymore. But to just outright ban them, just because they're addicts, it's just opening up the door for a bit of trouble. Take it easy.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed. I mean, he is right, Jeremy. You can't just ban a group of people off public transport because they happen to have an addiction.
No, obviously you can't start questioning people getting on the bus.
Yes, saying, are you addicted to heroin?
No, but you can tell. Jesus, even a blind man, Stevie Wonder, can spot a junkie from a mile away. You know the ones that are strung out on heroin. It's just, as a paying, no, I don't use the bus, but I use the Lewis. As a paying customer, I'm someone who pays for my fare. Why should I have to sit beside someone who's shooting up when I've paid for my ticket and they get their ticket free?
Our number is 085-825-2626. Now, Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Well, Lorraine, what's your view on this? Should there be... Well, firstly, do you think it's right or fair that somebody who is a drug addict can possibly qualify for disability and therefore gets a travel pass? Do you think that's right and fair?
I don't think someone who's an addict is disabled. They chose to shoot this shit into their system. So how does that make them disabled?
because they literally can't function. They can't work. Well, a lot of them can't work. So therefore, their addiction has them in a situation where they are disabled for work.
Ah, come on. There's people out there who are genuinely disabled. I can't say that word. Disabled, who aren't even getting disability allowance. And then you've got the likes of them who are all getting it and getting free travel passes. No.
So no. Jeremy was saying a minute ago that he believes that drug addicts basically should be banned from public transport. That's ridiculous, is it not?
If I lit up a cigarette on a bus, wouldn't I be banned?
Yeah, you would. Yeah. You'd be thrown off the bus. Yeah.
You would. You still. I do use public transport. So I don't drive. And you do see them on certain bus routes in certain parts of the city. You do see them all sitting there shooting up, and they're all sitting at the bus stop shooting up. And yeah, nothing's done.
Okay, but if they're caught doing it on the bus, they will be taken off the bus. If somebody reports it to the driver, he will call the guards.
And 9 times out of 10, Adrian, they don't. 9 times out of 10, the bus drivers are terrified, understandably, to go near them.
Tell me what happened to your mother then.
My mum was getting off the bus. She was going to mass on Bachelor's Walk. There's a church on Bachelor's Walk. She was getting off the bus and she was held up by a junkie with a needle in her back. Getting off the bus, heading, you know the church on Bachelor's Walk?
I do.
She was heading to that church as she does every week, going back about a year ago, and as she was getting off the bus at the bus stop, a junkie held her up with a needle in her back and robbed her.
Which is awful. That's a horrible story. It really is, I have to say. But at the end of the day, you know, this notion of banning drug addicts from public transport or taking their bus pass off them seemed very unfair. I mean, because, okay, some of them, yes, will carry on inappropriately, but not all.
Okay, you can't take it off a whole group of people, as you said, Jeremy. You can't take it off a whole group of people. But if they're caught on the buses or they're caught doing anything, their passes should be taken straight off them, and that should be it. They should be banned from using all public transport.
And I would agree with you if they carry on. But I have to say, the reaction from people who are giving out yards about the fact that drug addicts who might be on disability allowance get a travel pass, you obviously have an issue with that as well, do you?
Oh, 100%. Why should I have to pay for my bus pass, or not for my bus pass, on the bus? Why should I have to pay on it? And because you chose to shoot that shit into your system, you get free travel around this country. Yeah, I have to pay for it, and I have to sit and watch you, not saying all of them, but I have to sit and watch some of them shoot up. I have to sit and listen to them talk about drugs. I have to sit and be bothered by them. But yet you get free travel.
Okay,
hypocritical.
Stay with me for a second if you can, please, Lorraine. Our number is 0858252626. If you'd like to get involved in this, John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
All right, thanks very much.
I was
on the 27 last night, coming from Talla, going into town, yeah? Got on the bus at the square. 3 migrants was on that bus, yeah? A young fella got on down in Talla Village, right? He was drunk a little bit, not bad though, but was drunk. Had his hands in his hand. The 3 migrants were sitting on that bus with paper cups and drinking their vodka, right? Now, we go all the way into town. Now, the young fella never opened his mouth to these 3 fellas, done nothing. Went all the way into town, came to Central Bank. There's a bus stop around there. Just before they got off of that bus, they attacked that young fella for no reason. And the young fella went down to the bus driver and asked for the yards. She wouldn't get the bus. Wouldn't get the yards for him.
And what's the point you're trying to make? Okay.
The migrants are being looked after better than our own Irish people. If an Irishman done that to one of them, their guards would be called straight away. This country is a disgrace the way it's gone. So it is.
Okay, so you're
and the sooner,
arguing,
the, and
you're,
the, sooner the better we get rid of the government.
Okay,
and get them out of here.
So you're arguing that a foreigner drinking alcohol on a bus would be
three migrants drinking alcohol in paper cups, right, in coffee cups.
Okay, and you're arguing that they get treated better than a drug addict would on a bus.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. If look at from where I'm looking at, if an Irishman done that on the bus will be pulled in and stopped and the guards will be called. But because they're migrants, the guards not called. It's a disgrace. And you can see it yourself in your own country that the guards are protecting the migrants.
Okay, the reason we're having this conversation today is the message that we got from Holly, and she is up in arms over the fact that drug addicts get, not all of them, some of them, get a bus pass because they're on disability benefit. Do you think that's fair?
No, it's not fair.
Do you think they should?
But we don't know what their situation is.
Well, they're drug addicts.
The paper cups shouldn't be allowed on them buses.
Okay, but if
with
I,
them.
Okay.
And this is the new thing that they're doing now, the migrants.
Okay, which is more offensive to you, seeing someone drinking out of a paper cup or seeing someone shoot heroin into their groin on the bus? I know which I'd prefer.
But both of them is offensive. Both of them.
Well, one is a bit worse than the other now.
The shooting up would be.
Yeah.
But also, attacking, the three of them sitting on the bus, roaring and shouting, right? And before they were getting off the bus, they turned around and hit the young fella several punches into the face. And nothing was done. So, and that could have been a woman or a man.
Okay, but you're arguing that if that was a drug addict who carried on like that, the guards would have been called and the person would have been arrested.
Yeah, they would have.
No, that's not true. I have never heard of a junkie being arrested. I've never heard it.
Well, I think they have.
So hang on, you've heard of a situation where the guards have actually got onto a bus and arrested a junkie on the bus?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
No.
Years and years ago.
Yeah, years and years ago.
On the Lewis, years and years ago it happened.
It literally doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
It does happen.
Okay, but answer my question then, John.
Mm.
Should drug addicts have a bus pass? That's the question, really.
No, they shouldn't.
No, okay. All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eddie has been in touch.
How are you, lads? Good topic. Jeremy, you were saying there you can't believe this happens in 2024. Hence the reason why they're bringing these security guards in, because there's nobody to police it. Now, I totally agree with you. A junkie or a drug addict, let's be politically correct, shouldn't have a bus pass. You want to use the fucking bus, pay like everyone else, you know, and stop half them getting on. However, and I completely agree with you there, I was watching the news earlier, and there was a little news clip about the launch of this 20-week pilot project of the security guards. OCS had the contract. They must have cherry-picked the two biggest, strongest, muscular-looking blokes, put them in a high-vis, and threw them on a bus because the optics look great. But you know and I know, it'd be some 20-year-old skinny little runt, wet behind the ears. It'd be female security guards as well. And now they have to tackle this problem that this girl has when somebody's sitting there injecting needles, and they could potentially have a needle shoved in them. You know what I mean? I know they have to do something about it, but we should have designated transport police like you have in the UK that go around doing spot checks and stuff, not for good security guards. It's not their job.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hey, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this?
I feel like when I'm using public transport, I don't feel safe at all. Thing is, like, there is a lot of junkies going around and you're watching over your shoulder 9 times out of 10, wondering what they're going to do to you, basically, you know?
Okay, now you know, and you can see for yourself, some drug addicts are in an awful state. Nobody is ever going to employ them, and it is their drug addiction that has them in that state. Therefore, some of them qualify for disability benefit. And as a result then, some of them, not all of them, get a bus pass. Now, you obviously don't think that's fair, do you not?
Yeah, and no, because that's the road that they chose to go down, basically, you know. There should be more help for them in order to help them. Nothing's easy nowadays, so it's not.
Anya, there's loads of help for them. The government spends millions a year on drug treatment programs. But this is about protecting someone like you. You get the bus, I assume, quite a bit, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What bus do you be on?
I live in Santry, so I'd usually get on the 41C.
And is there a lot of addicts hanging on that bus?
There does be a couple of addicts on them, yeah.
Okay, so my point is, you pay your bus fare. Why should you have to put up with addicts on the bus? I mean, it's not our job to look after addicts and get them clean. That's not our job.
No, nobody said it was, they're entitled to travel from A to B.
Not if they're strung out of it, and not if they have drugs on them. I'm sorry, this woman had to witness...
So hang on, what are we talking about here? Drug testing and breathalyzing people getting on the bus?
Drug testing, we're talking about the driver. First of all, most drug addicts, as you said, Adrian, they don't have a full-time job, okay? So they're not holding it, so they don't have a wage. They're not going to use public transport if they have to pay for it, okay? So that would alleviate that problem. In any other city in the world that I've been to, you do not see people shooting up on buses. You don't see addicts on buses. They're using buses because it's a free ride for them.
So let me ask you then. Okay, Anya, do you believe that drug addicts should have their bus pass taken from them?
Yes. So other people, you know, can travel safe on the public transport. Personally, I have a family member who's a drug addict. She has been a drug addict for over 15 years. It's a cousin of mine.
And would she have a bus pass? Would she have a travel pass?
Yeah, she does.
And you obviously believe that somebody like her shouldn't be allowed to travel for free on public transport?
No, because I more or less agree with what Jeremy was saying there. It is more or less a free ride for them.
All right, stay there for a moment if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. Some drug addicts qualify for a travel pass because they're on disability benefits. What's your view on this?
Well, they shouldn't be getting these travel passes. They need to be banned from all public transport. People should not have to put up with seeing these junky scum injecting that poison into us. I was like, Holly, in that message I had to see. Because these junkies, they choose to take that poison. Nobody puts a gun to their head and says, take this damn thing or you're going to be killed. They choose to take this poison and they choose to keep causing nothing but trouble. They shouldn't get any trespass. They shouldn't be allowed in public transport. And they're finally going to start with security on the public transport. They should have been doing that years ago.
No, I agree. They should have been doing it years ago. No argument there. But hang on. Just to go back for 1 second, Anthony, you're being a little harsh on somebody who happens to have a drug addiction.
But these junkies choose to take the drugs. Nobody forces them to take it.
No, in the first place, somebody who becomes a drug addict does choose. But then that choice gets overtaken by their addiction, which can be very chronic in some cases. Have you ever been addicted to anything?
No, but here's the thing. Junkies do cause a lot of trouble and do a lot of crime with their activities. One of them tried to rob a friend of mine. He was left petrified for a while after a junkie tried to break into a place.
And I'm not arguing the point that some drug addicts are involved in awful antisocial behaviour and crime. Not all of them, but some of them, quite an amount of them.
I don't have a very high opinion of junkies. It's up to me. They wouldn't be getting any help because those treatment centres are just a waste of money and a waste of resources that could be going elsewhere.
Okay, but the bottom line is you want to see, and I don't know how you would possibly implement this, but you want to see drug addicts banned from public transport.
Yes, and how they get it done. Get security on all buses, on all trains. Get security on all them. Get it done. They can get the money from somewhere and just get it done.
Anthony, I'm asking you.
I'm going to see that trouble.
I am asking you how, in God's name, you can implement a ban of drug addicts on buses. How can you? What do you do? A drug test when people are getting on the bus?
If need be, yes. In the interest of the public safety, to protect decent people from troublemakers who will cause trouble. Because we've seen videos on social media of these junkies injecting that poison into themselves in the buses in the back. We've seen it for years.
So you want to see an outright ban on all drug addicts using public transport, even being allowed on the bus, even if they're going to pay?
Yes, and I'm sure a lot of other people would agree with me on this. Because all these junkies do is just cause trouble. And it's in the interest of public safety. for decent people in this country don't have to see that crap.
Okay, but some drug addicts, Anthony, are decent people who just happen to have gotten addicted to this particular drug. They're not bad people.
Tell that to those that keep controller tried to rob my friend in his apartment. Tell that to those people that keep doing that shit, causing all that trouble. So if our T-shirt could be a very tough stance on all these junkies. All these
so I can hear. Okay, so you want to see an outright ban on drug addicts using public transport. They should not be allowed on the bus at all. And if necessary, we drug test people when they're getting on the bus.
If need be, public safety.
Do you not hear how ridiculous that sounds? You're all against racism and everything else. This is pure discrimination against a group of people who happen to have an addiction.
Who caused trouble? Who caused a lot of crime? It's the interest of public safety. I mean, would you want to be on a bus and you see a junkie on it injecting himself with that poison? I damn well wouldn't.
Stay with me for a second, Anthony. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation.
By the way, can you not understand that hatred is a strong word. I don't hate anybody. But can you not understand the anger and that people want to be kept safe from addicts on buses? Can you not understand that?
To be talking about banning a whole group of people. So if you have a drug addiction and you're a registered drug addict, that's you banned from the public transport system.
No, just to take away the free passes. That would alleviate the problem. I mean, okay, no one's going to test people getting on the bus. You have 20 people queuing on at the keys to get on the bus, and we're going to test to see if you have heroin in your system. That's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. But if they take away the free passes, surely that will alleviate some of the problem. It's easy knowing you don't use public transport. My wife uses it regularly.
I use it fairly regularly.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you
I don't. Do. At least once a week.
Okay. And you've never been on the bus with an addict?
I've been on the bus with addicts. I've never seen one of them shooting up or anything like that.
Okay, you're a man. Now you think about someone like my wife coming home from work in the evening time and she's on the loose and there's a junkie sitting opposite her. Just think of that.
085-825-2626 is our number. There's a huge reaction to this conversation. This is Martin who's been in touch.
Afternoon, lads. Sorry I can't come on. I've got to run back to work here, but what an absolute fucking waste of money that'd be. Like, why should some smackhead get a free bus pass? Once they all get the free bus pass, they're all going to be up the top of the bus congregating, shooting up. Like, that was their choice to put drugs into their system. You know, what a waste of fucking money. Why wouldn't they use that money and pump it into addiction services trying to get people off drugs? That'd make more sense than just fucking money at them or fucking a bus pass at them to get on a bus. Like, fuck's sake, beggar's belief, like.
All right, Martin. Martin's very sympathetic or empathetic towards somebody in the throes of addiction.
You know what's bizarre? We're looking at the... And Becky has just told us, we're looking at the amount of calls coming in on this, and it's actually very, very hard to find someone who has sympathy for addicts. Is that the way the public feel? Is there anybody? I want to put the call out there. Is there anybody? Because we like a balanced debate. Mm-hmm. We love a balanced debate here. And looking at the list of calls that we have on, there's not one person that's shown any sort of sympathy or empathy towards drug addicts. Is it now at the stage where They're social pariahs, that nobody has any time for them?
Well, no, they've always been social pariahs, some people, as the saying goes...
People just at the stage now where they're absolutely... I mean, I lost all patience for them when I stood on a dirty needle, as you know, about, what was it, 8 years ago.
But again, you're branding all drug addicts as the same. Not all drug addicts throw needles around the place.
A fair few do. So I had two incidents. The first incident was standing on the needle on Parnell Street. And luckily it didn't cut through the rubber on my sole and it didn't go into my foot. But that pissed me off. Then a couple of years later, I tell this story regularly, bringing my son into the city centre to visit a pet shop. And he witnesses a fella injecting into his groin. as well. He was like 6 years of age.
No, I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah.
It is horrible. But again, you're branding all addicts as being the same.
So
they're not all the same.
No, I don't.
And to have this blanket ban on drug addicts on public transport, or a blanket ban on a drug addict getting a travel pass, is outrageous.
I'm just asking the question because I don't want people saying after they listen to this podcast, it was very one-sided. Why didn't you put people on who have sympathy for them? And I'm telling you now, we're not deliberately keeping those calls from you guys. I'm telling you now, I was about to say 99%, 100% of the calls come. Sorry, Becky, is that true?
Yeah.
Yep. 100% of the calls that are coming through are saying stuff that Anthony's saying. So what does that tell you? In fact, you're on your own, actually, Adrian.
Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. Well, so far, everybody wants to see drug addicts have their travel pass taken from them and wants to see them banned from public transport, which I think is just outrageous and ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I want to see them banned from public transport, but definitely take their pass away from them. Like, why should everyone who's going to work have to pay with the lead card or whatever? If these people who, are just getting it for free.
So some people who are addicts qualify for disability benefit because they can't work.
It's not a disability. I don't give a shit. Addiction is, I'll accept that addiction is an illness. But as Anthony said, nobody forced him to put that shit into the body.
No, you agree.
I was on a diet truck coming from Bray a couple of years ago, and there was a fella, he was rolling a joint on the train, up beside me. I was a good few years ago, so I was trying to give up cigarettes at the time. So, having that, smelling that now would have made me want some, to be quite honest. So I said to him, mate, would you mind not? What? So would you mind not? Are you a guard? So no, I don't want to be selling that shit beside me. And fair play, he said sorry and he stopped. He rolled it and then put it in his pocket. Which is sort of an argument for they're not all scumbags. But when I was asking him, I was thinking, it's going to get me fucking stabbed here or something.
Now, luckily, obviously, it didn't get you stabbed.
I was lucky that he was one of the decent ones, if you want a better word.
Okay, so let's go back to talking about drug addicts. And we know that there has been antisocial behaviour on public transport involving drug addicts. That's a given. We also see this week the announcement of, in Dublin, some security on Dublin
that
buses.
That won't fucking work.
Unless there's loads of them, it's not going to work, I agree. But we'll wait and see what happens. But do you think
Adrian, just related to what you just said, what's going to happen there is they're going to end up on certain routes. I don't know which route, I don't know the numbers of all the routes going through certain areas, which you won't name here because you are always running that place down in. But that's where they'll end up. You'll get one or two and the odd bus in town. Many buses go through town in an hour.
An awful lot.
Just up and down the Common Street. You couldn't hire enough security guards to look after every bus.
Okay, but the question is, should they be banned from public transport? And I think it's ridiculous to suggest that they should.
It's not feasible. It's not literally impossible to enforce. Take away the bus passes. They won't be on public transport if you have to pay. You'll still get to Lewis because you can just walk on the Lewis without paying anyway.
Okay, don't believe that any drug addict should qualify for a bus pass, basically?
Nope, not a single one. I can't think of a single situation with somebody who is a drug who is disabled just because of a drug addiction, is warranted of a travel pass. If they're in a wheelchair, fair enough. Okay, I think you'd be a bit too heartless to not make an exception in that case. But if they're walking, even if it's not in a straight line, no.
Okay, stay with me for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. This is Ronan.
Sorry, guys, can't come on today, but how about alcoholics? Should they have free bus passes then if junkies have it? That's my issue on that one.
All right, Ronan, thank you. And Ronan again.
Also, bear in mind, being a junkie is self-inflicted, as much as I personally think an alcoholic is being self-inflicted. So in theory, why did I get a disability when someone who is actually has a legitimate disability?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Jenny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jenny?
Good afternoon, lads. How's everything?
Good, not a bother.
Listen, for one, they are not junkies, okay? I am sick to death. I work constantly with people of all ages, all addictions and whatever. They are not junkies. They are drug users, okay? We all have our crosses in life to fucking bear. We are not junkies in no shape or form. So please do not call drug users junkies, because they are not junkies. They are human like you and I. They eat, sleep, drink, shit and shite the same way as you and I do. They have problems. They deal with it the only way they can, okay? And for two, they are entitled to use public transport. Whether they have a bus pass or whether they don't, they are entitled to use public transport.
Okay, so when you hear somebody like Anthony a moment ago saying not only should they lose their bus pass if they have one, they should be banned from public transport, full stop. What do you think of that?
That's a whole load of BS. Who is he to say who can use public transport and who can't? Okay? When we allow people, we are allowing foreign people come into this country 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unvetted people. And literally, you are getting up moaning about people using buses because they're drug users. You know that way? Literally. Look at all the foreign people in this country and look at the crime rate in this country over the past 12 months, 18 months over foreign people. You wouldn't say that about a Ukrainian person or a foreign person. Oh, yeah, you're a foreigner. You're not allowed on the bus.
Okay, but Jenny,
regardless of what you are, they are not drunk. They're not junkies. Okay, they are drug users.
Jeremy, I don't use the word junkie.
Well, I do.
Well, who is he? I only hope that when his kids get older, his kids don't turn to drugs. Hear how much of an asshole his father was.
Jenny, my kids won't be junkies. I can guarantee them.
You never know, sweetheart. Nobody knows what lies ahead.
I
don't know if you were born with a fucking diamond spoon in your mouth, but other people haven't, and we need to deal with our fucking life.
My kids won't be junkies.
What we think is right.
My kids won't.
I tell you what. Literally, I only pray to God you don't, because I'd be the first one to break my heart laughing at you because you're a disgrace to your kids.
Why would you laugh
you
at someone?
You are a disgrace.
Why would you laugh at someone's kids being turned out to be junkies? Would you laugh at them?
Because you're on air saying that your kids will never be drug users, and they are not junkies, chicken. They are drug users. It's like an alcoholic.
Okay.
Okay? So we all deal with shit the best way we can, and by calling them junkies, they are not junkies.
Okay.
They are drug users.
They're all very quick at calling them junkies. Well, no one's quick. Yeah, we took our time.
Okay, but Jenny, the fact of the matter is that a lot of drug addicts or drug users are called
Thank
what you
very
want.
Much, but yes.
I don't use the word junkie myself.
I don't use the word junkies. Look at me.
I don't. You haven't heard me use that word once today.
Yeah.
Not once, okay? But the fact of the matter is that a lot of drug addicts, and you know this as well as I do, Jenny.
Yes.
A lot of drug addicts cause antisocial behaviour. On the streets of Dublin, on the public transport of Dublin, on the public transport of the whole country, actually. And a lot of people are just completely pissed off with this.
I understand that, okay? Now, me personally, I get 4 buses back and forth to work Monday to Saturday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Literally. I have never, I think it's because it's the bus route that I'm on, I never have a problem on the buses that I get on. Okay? Never have a problem.
Okay,
I've never witnessed any antisocial behaviour. Considering where I am from and the reputation that yous have given my area on air on numerous occasions, the bus service that I get on, I never witnessed that. I get on the bus, as I said, I get 4 buses a day to walk every day of the week, Monday to Saturday, and I have never witnessed any antisocial behaviour. Granted, you have the kids at school time trying to get on the bus without paying. You know that way, that's it. But we are all entitled to use public transport. Can I ask that's you, what it's there for.
Can I ask you a question, Jenny, that's slightly just off point, but it's just something that just...
Go ahead.
Why did you bring up migrants and Ukrainians when talking about a subject about junkies?
Because
and buses?
These are so... And they are not junkies, they are drug users.
No, but why did you bring up migrants and immigrants and...
The main reason why I brought her up is because they're in the country, okay? Yeah. And nobody bats an eyelid on them. Really? I have literally...
Seriously?
Nobody has bat an eyelid on them. So the antisocial behaviour problems that they cause.
So hang on,
we have demonstrated and protest against them.
But you just said nobody batted an eyelid, and you're saying you demonstrated, so someone did bat an eyelid.
No, I have demonstrated because it's wrong.
I'm just trying to get into your head.
But
you're
so quick to drunk on drug users, and you're so drunk.
Well, okay, put it this way, Jenny, okay? I've never stood on a needle that was dropped by a Ukrainian.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've never stood on the needle point blank.
Well, I have. No. Right. Why the need to bring migrants into, or immigrants, I should say, into a discussion about junkies on public transport? Are you blaming the Ukrainians on the junkies now?
No. And like I said, they are not junkies. They are drug users. They are drug users.
Okay.
So I would appreciate if you rephrase from using that word.
No.
They are human beings the same way as you and I are.
Yeah, and so are immigrants.
Okay.
So are immigrants.
I understand that.
Why are they all called invaders by the people at the protest? And if you want to talk about words, people who march on those marches that you've been on have called immigrants invaders, military age invaders.
They are invaders, yes.
How dare you call them invaders? How dare you?
Well, that's exactly what they are.
Okay, but, and that's
like, how dare you call a drug user a junkie?
How dare you say invader? What gives you a right to call someone an invader? How dare you? I want you to take that back. How dare you use the word invader?
Well, I tell you what, I'll take back the word junkie.
No, I won't. Thanks.
Right, well then, shut your paw hole. And I only hope that when your kids get older, they never talk to anyone.
Okay, Jenny, answer this for me. A lot of people, as you've heard, want to see drug addicts who have a travel pass have that taken from them. That'll stop them using public transport as much as they do, and it alleviate the problem of some of the antisocial behaviour that drug addicts cause on public transport. What do you say to those people?
It won't. It will not alleviate the problem. The problem is just going to get worse.
Okay. But
what we need to do is we need to tackle the drug population problem, okay?
The more I think about it, I'm absolutely disgusted what she said about my children. Literally wished... Drug addiction.
She didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She said.
She's basically saying, I hope it always stays sunny for you. That's what she's saying.
She didn't say that. She didn't use that expression.
No, but that's what she meant.
She wouldn't even understand what that expression
She didn't wish drug addiction on anybody.
What she said was...
Don't be putting words into her mouth that she never said.
What she said was, if my children turn out to be drug addicts, she'd laugh. That's disgusting.
Because of your attitude, they'll never be. Who knows what the future holds?
God forbid. I can tell you that's what the future holds. A lot of drug addiction comes from... where you grow up in and the kind of parents that you have. Yeah? My kids will not be shooting heroin at 18 years of age.
Sean!
Sorry, lads. Very good topic. Sorry, I can't come on. When I was about 7 or 8, I'd say I was on the bus with my mum and we were going out to the RDS for an event, and there was junkies in the back of the bus and they were smoking, and you know the smell of certain things like cigarettes or cannabis or whatever, but no, these were smoking heroin. You can see they're lighting it up in the tinfoil, rolled it up and on the bus towards the RDS. We're just smoking it in the back of the bus with kids on the bus and everything, making the fuck. I think that shit needs to be stopped out. I don't think they need to get free bus passes earlier, but I do want to say that with our EJ who was on the line earlier, giving out about paper cups, how that wasn't a thing before migrants. Like, I'm sorry now, but I think nearly everyone here can say they've brought a bit of drink on the bus before. I don't think it's a problem to deal with migrants, but that's all I have to say, lads. Thanks.
All right. Now, she didn't say that, Jeremy. I just want to clarify that Jenny did not wish any ill on your children.
Sorry, can some of you rewind back the podcast and tell me, did she actually say that? Because unless my memory is going, Jenny said, if any of your children turn out to be drug addicts, I will laugh.
She didn't say that. She didn't. Well,
I'm not in a position to rhyme back the podcast.
Okay, I have her back on the line. Jenny, did you wish ill on his children?
I wouldn't wish ill on anybody's kids. My exact word was, I only hope that when his kids get older, that they don't turn out to be drug users. And if they did, I would laugh because he has such a low opinion of drug users. So therefore, if one of his kids was to be a drug user, would he automatically call his child a junkie? No, he wouldn't.
Okay, first of all, I want an apology.
No, she's right in saying that.
I am not apologising to you because I said nothing out of the way. I would not wish any child to find themselves addicted to drugs, okay? Yeah.
So why would you laugh at it then? What's funny about
honestly,
someone...
Because the way you are calling other people's kids junkies, my argument is they are not junkies. They are drug users, and, like an alcoholic.
And asylum seekers are asylum seekers. They're not invaders.
Honestly, no, we're not on about... So
no,
we're
no,
on
you
about,
brought it up.
You're then. After making a statement
they're
against
not,
me.
But you are after making a statement
true.
Against her, Jeremy.
Okay, no. You are after making a false allegation, and I could not give a shit who you are or what you are. I am an independent, strong woman, and I can back my mouth up. I did not say my exact word was to you, sweetheart. I only hope that when your kids get older, they do not turn to drugs.
And if they,
And if they did, you did not hear the whole lot. I would break my bollocks laughing because of your
Because of your attitude.
No, you
because of your attitude.
I'm not talking
to her.
Yes,
thank you very much. So do not try to put words into my mouth and do not sit there on your high and mighty stool and think you're Lord fucking Goth because you're not. You're not. We all have problems in life.
He's refusing to talk to you now, Jenny.
Because he knows I'm after fucking calling him out, and he knows I'm right, and he hasn't got the cojones to fucking stand up to me.
He's refusing to talk, so...
That's typical of a man being a coward. Literally, hasn't got the balls to back up its mouth. Go silent.
Put the, I'll turn the microphone on. I'm sorry, I'm more of a man than a lot of men.
You would not know what it's like to be a man, sweetheart.
In fairness, you lost the argument as soon as you brought kids into it. You do not bring kids into an argument, and you do not wish...
I only hope that your kids do not grow up to be drug
And if they
into.
Did, I would laugh. That's the key
because
word.
Of your, the... You, because of your opinion of them now.
Yep.
All right, both of you. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, Jenny.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm bloody disgusted. I'm absolutely disgusted.
I want to bring in one final voice,
though. Thanks for the backup, by the way.
She didn't say she wished ill on your children. She didn't wish ill on your children.
So you have to
rewind the podcast. Damien has a message for Anthony.
Hey guys, Damien here. I'm absolutely in fits of laughing here, listening to Anthony, who is actually adopting a right-wing view on how to deal with drug addicts.
It's true, he did. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and we'd like to sincerely thank our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish-owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. You can claim your tax back today. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every day we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. If you've anything you'd like us to debate, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.